to ministering unto them, caring for them, feeding them, doing whatever was necessary to take care of them. So she goes from being delivered to ministering. And when you think about that in a spiritual sense, isn't that true for all of us? We go from being delivered from all of our needs and hurts and wounds and sins and problems to being able to serve the Lord. And without His touch, we never really can do that. Always remember that, because there's some that try to go out and minister. They try to go out and have a ministry. They try to go out and teach. They try to win the world to Christ without never having been touched by the hand of the Lord. But when the hand of the Lord touches you, then you're able to minister. And that even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. I mean, the news is traveling fast. Someone is here. We don't understand everything. We're astonished by him. We're amazed by him. But there is something real about this person. And here he's even healed Peter's mother-in-law, his wife's mother. And that even when the sun went down, after a long, hard day, they brought unto him all that were diseased. So everyone that they brought were diseased. And they brought here everybody, all of them they brought, and them that were possessed with devils. Now the word devil should be interpreted demon. And all the city, which means the whole city, was gathered together at the door. Apparently, Capernaum wasn't a terribly large city, but the news is going out fast, and things are happening quickly, and the whole city gathers about the door. And I find verse 34 very interesting, because please note it, and he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils or the demons to speak, because they knew him. Now, the whole city had come, all that were diseased, all that were ill, all that have evil spirits, but the word is quite clear, he healed many that were sick. It doesn't say that he healed all of them. He healed many. There are times when people are healed and there are times when they are not. It is all in the hands of the Lord. And it's not always ours to understand, but the Lord always knows why. Now, we find here that's very interesting that he doesn't suffer these demons to speak because they knew him. They knew him. We'd already seen that. They knew who he was, and have you come to... what have we to do with you? Have you come to destroy us now? Was their attitude. And we find that he would not suffer them to speak. And for us, this is hard to comprehend because we want everybody to know that this is Christ. But remember this, the Savior does not want the enemy declaring who he is and sharing what he does. He doesn't allow the enemy to speak for him. He never does in the Gospels. He always rebukes them. Someone who knows him is the one who also has to express him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. This is interesting. This is the day after Sabbath. This is Monday morning. This is when most pastors take a break all day and kind of refresh themselves from the day before, but not Christ. In the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. He got up early, he went to a place all by himself, and there he prayed. I can't say that I'm always like this, not like the Lord. I get so tired sometimes, and sometimes I wish I could get up and get going, and sometimes I just realize I can't. But I'll tell you this, when it came to the Lord, he did. And he went to a solitary place because he needed to be alone, because you have to refresh yourself. You have to enrich your life. It's great to be with people. There's probably nobody that loves to be with people any more than I do. And I always feel like I got to entertain and visit people and be lollygag and serious and unserious and everything. But there are times when every one of us just have to be alone. And there he prayed. And Simon and they that were with him, they followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. Now that's an interesting statement because it includes everyone. And they're saying, look, all men are seeking for you. And yet there is a spiritual truth here. We would say today that men aren't even seeking the Lord. They'd want nothing to do with the Lord. They don't want anything to do with the word. But do you realize that deep down in the hearts of men, all men seek for the Lord? Because people are looking for peace. People are looking for calmness. They're looking for reality. They're looking for a security, a satisfaction, a peace and a joy in their life. So basically, really, whether men realize it or not, all men do seek for the Lord. And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns. I mean, there are people coming here, but he says, I got to go to the next towns that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. I got to keep right on moving. Got to keep on going. I got other places to preach. And he preached in the synagogues throughout all Galilee, and he cast out devils or demons. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Many of you are familiar with that verse. You've heard it many times where the leper says, if thou wilt, thou can. He had faith. It was just a matter of, Lord, are you willing to do it? I know you can do it. Will you do it? And the leper beseeching him, he kneels down before him. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, he put forth his hand and he touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. Now here we see the significance of our Lord's hand again. Remember when in verse 31, he took the mother-in-law by the hand and he lifted her up and immediately the fever went. And now he reaches out and touches a leper. And you all are familiar with that. No one could touch a leper. You were not allowed to touch a leper. A leper was not allowed to touch you. If you were a leper and you came close to any other people, you were to cry out, unclean. Unclean, unclean, lest anyone would get close to you. This man is a leper, and we learn from the Word of God that being a leper signifies a person who has sin in their lives. Being a leper was a terrible disease. It just slowly ate at you until it killed you. Being a leper was a terrible disease because it separated you from your loved ones, from your friends, from your family. You had to be ostracized. And if it was anything that you would never ever experience again without healing, would be you wouldn't be touched. No one is going to give you a hug. No one is going to touch you. So when the Lord Jesus reaches out with his hand and he touches this leper, it was a spiritual thing that had to make an impact through the whole community. He touched a leper. He touched someone who was unclean. But that's what the Lord does. He goes about in search for those who are lepers, who are sinners, and who need to be touched. He said, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. Bam, that fast. Immediately, see, everything that happens in Mark happens immediately. It continues to go on as our servant, the Lord, reaches out and touches individuals. I was thinking about this the other day when I was going through these passages and I was wondering, how long had it been since this leper had received a hug or a touch from anyone? Probably a long time. Maybe that touch meant so much to him. But when you look at the Word of God, look at the touches, because when we're touched, we're changed. And he straightly charged him forthwith, send him away. See, thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer thy cleansing, those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. If you had been a leper, and you have come to the place where you're healing, are being healed, you have to get a confirmation from the priest. And so the Lord sends him back to do that which he was supposed to do. So it would be this grand testimony that this leper is healed. But he was told, don't go and tell everybody about this. But he couldn't contain it. But he went out and he began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. So he disobeyed the Lord. And we're men, you know, we can find ourselves easily disobeying the Lord. The Lord's only purpose, apparently, was that this man wouldn't broadcast that, was because he knew what would happen. And all of these people now were coming in so that he couldn't hardly move. He had to go out to the desert places. And the people would now have to come to him because he can't even be in the city. Now, this idea of blazing was like starting a fire. I mean, this guy was so excited, he started a fire everywhere he went. He blazed, he started a fire all over the place about what he had experienced. It was interesting, I was told that was a black preacher once, and he said that the Lord tells us to go out and tell everybody the gospel, and we just don't do it. Here a man is told not to go out and give the gospel, and he did it. He just got things kind of twisted around here. But then everybody in this final verse came to him from every quarter. He didn't even have to go to them. They came to him. Well, we need a moving of God's Spirit like this that would cause people to come to him. And that's the only way it works. I've had so many friends that have told me how you have to share the gospel, how you have to work to bring someone to Christ. And I learned at a very young age, if the Holy Spirit doesn't do it, it'll never get done. Be there, be your friend. Be their friend, be close to them, talk with them, visit with them. But you cannot force them. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. Well, I hope you're enjoying some of these glimpses from Mark. I don't know how many passages we'll intricately look at, but what I'm wanting this to do is to inspire you to read the book of Mark. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for the servant, the Lord Jesus Christ, who out of interest, love, and concern went from place to place, caring for, reaching out, and touching the lives of people. We thank you for that. We ask that you will touch our lives with your hand so that we will be new and renewed in Christ. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.